It's been a good summer to stand outside Major League ballparks. You can catch something. Hitters are swinging for the fences. We're not even halfway through this season, and there have already been nearly 3,000 homers. If the pace continues, they'll set an all-time record for homers in a single season. Right now, the record is 5,693 runs hit during the 2000 baseball season. So what's up? Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, Ken Davidoff writes in the New York Post, there are three components to a home run: ball, bat, player. What do you think's going on?
Wow, that's trenchant analysis. There are, of course, a number of factors, and we could go through a lot of them. But I think what is likely going on, and it can be a combination of things, this can be what they call an overdetermined phenomenon, but I think there's something called the fly ball revolution. And what it is that batters themselves are literally attempting to hit more home runs. Now, you would say, well, that doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't batters always attempt to hit home runs? Time was, if you asked a batter, were you trying to hit a home run on that, they would always say, no, I was just trying to get a good line drive. I'm trying to hit it as far as well as I can. And if it goes out of the park, it goes out of the park. But then they started measuring these things, and it turns out that the batters who have a launch angle, in other words, they kind of have a little more of an uppercut, are much more successful at hitting home runs. Exit velocity, which is the speed of the ball off the bat, comes into play. And this was known for a while, but it's really pervasive now, and these stats are often on TV and on highlights. And as some players see other players adjust their swings to more of an uppercut, and certain players have become superstars, having tweaked their swings, I think of Josh Donaldson, it becomes the newest trend. I'm going to try to swing for the fences, and literally it's working. But there are other phenomena at stake, too.
Well, Davidoff does go a little deeper. He talks about pitching or batting coaches seeing seams that are different on the ball or stronger grains of wood in the bat. But is there concern that, you know, anything's juiced, including the player?
Okay, there are Justin Verlander, Tigers pitcher, was talking about the ball. There's nothing. There are seams literally holding it together, but he's saying that, you know, you used to be able to really feel them on your fingers, and now you can't. And they did a lot of studies if the balls are different, and the balls may be different. I don't think that's been demonstrably ruled out, especially last season when there was a huge uptick in home runs in the middle of the season. That never happens. As far as PEDs, there's a very good testing protocol in place. That doesn't mean they're not used performance enhancers. In fact, we know they are, because players get suspended. On the other hand, players are getting suspended. And the weird thing is, we always conflate performance enhancing or steroids with bulk and home runs. But, you know, proportionally, more people who are suspended, more players who are suspended are pitchers. So they maybe have been getting, or at least the ones caught, have been getting helped more by performance enhancers, which would seem to indicate that the home runs would be going down. And also, small, slight players use PEDs. I think of D. Gordon, suspended for 80 games. This guy hardly hits any home runs. So PEDs can help you do a lot of things besides hit the ball out of the park.
But I want to make sure you get this in the seconds we have. Players are running fast.
They are running faster. They have a good metric that measures speed in terms of feet per second. And in general, the best stolen base players are the fastest players. But I love Paul Goldschmidt, who's a first baseman. He has 122 bases in his career. The average rate of a major league player is 27 feet per second. He runs 0.1 seconds slower than that. He's slower than average and one of the base stealers because he's very smart about how he steals.
And very smart. Mike Pesca, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.